This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It may be hard to believe, especially after just going through snowpocalypse not too long ago. Heck, this past weekend there was more a little mini snowpocalypse. But yeah, baseball's coming back. And we're celebrating big time with the KISW baseball shirt. It is in the Rock Sherp or the Rock Shop.
Rock Sherp.
It said go to the Rock Sherp.
All you Sherpas.
You Sherpas, go to the Rock Sherp.
This shirt's cool.
Yeah, it is. Vicky, can I get one?
No.
A large? Just to see if you can get me one, okay? Thanks, man. Would you like to get yours?
Yes.
All right, well, don't rely on Vicky.
Apparently.
But go to the Rock Shop today. Get the new KISW baseball shirt just in time for Go Mariners! Get it now at KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
Do everybody scream his name? Beat Migs. Don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs. You're a loser.
It is time
to beat Migs.
Yeah.
It is time to turn down for tamales!
Charge out for what?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Tamale
Tuesday. I like it. You can get tacos if you want, but our in-studio guest brought us some tamales, and I am eating them.
Not just any kind of tamale.
No, not any kind.
Augustine's family tamale.
Yeah.
Thank you, Augustine.
A.K.A. the greatest tamales ever created.
They are pretty amazing.
So good.
So happy.
Pork. Lots of pork.
Yeah.
Pork and jalapeno.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
I don't know why that was so funny, but I just, pork. I love it. All right. Let's get to work.
Tamale flavored quesos.
Tamale flavored quesos. All right, fine, whatever. Let's get to our contestant. We got Mike in Fort Lewis to take on Steve. Mike, are you there, sir?
I am. What's going on?
Oh, we're eating some tamales. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Dirt Sweet tickets for the Professional Bull Riders Unleash the Beast, which is happening at the Tacoma Dome on Sunday, March 31st. Go to KISW.com for all the details. And if you want tickets, they're available now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Yeah!
For those playing at home, Mike will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Mike, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready, sir.
What year of the early 80s did Cyndi Lauper have the hit song Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
82.
No.
84.
No.
81.
No. In Disney Cinderella, how many evil stepsisters does Cinderella have?
2.
Yes. How many nickels are in $6?
30.
No.
40.
No.
60.
No. Julius Caesar was the emperor of what empire?
Roman.
Yes. In The Simpsons, what is the name of the frozen drink sold at the Quickie Mart?
Pass.
Who directed the Lord of the Rings movies?
Tolkien.
No.
He wrote them.
Yes. Finish the title of the fable, The Boy Who Cried What?
Wolf.
Yes. In what country is the famous Taj Mahal located?
India.
Yes. What month saw the release of the film Star Wars The Last Jedi?
November.
No.
January.
No.
July.
No. In what decade did the first episode of Different Strokes air?
80.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4. Correct.
Oh.
Oh.
Dang.
Yeah. So might not be a win here unless Steve is so full and distracted from all of those tamales in his belly.
Yeah.
Get on those tamales, Steve.
Yeah. So if Steve's eating a tamale while he's playing, might have a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's probably not going to happen there.
Okay. Nope.
Hey, Steve.
Yes.
Are you ready? What year of the early 80s did Cyndi Lauper have the hit song Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
80.
No.
83?
Yes.
Wow.
In Disney Cinderella, how many evil stepsisters does Cinderella have?
2.
Yes. How many nickels are in $6? You can do it.
120.
Yes.
Wow.
Julius Caesar was the emperor of what empire?
The Roman Empire.
Yes. In The Simpsons.
Nice.
What is
doing
the
wrestling, really.
In The Simpsons, what is the name of the frozen drink sold at the Quickie Mart?
Squishy.
Yes. Who directed the Lord of the Rings movies?
Peter Jackson.
Yes. Finish the title of the fable, The Boy Who Cried What?
Wolf.
Yes. In what country is the famous Taj Mahal located?
That'd be Las Vegas, Nevada.
No.
Egypt?
No.
Country. Taj Mahal. Spain.
No.
Spain.
What month saw the release of the film Star Wars The Last Jedi?
January.
No.
December.
Yes. And what decade did the first episode of Different Strokes air?
The 70s.
Yes. And Steve almost there with that perfect 10, but you win 9-4.
Sorry, Mike.
I got India.
He did get India.
That's
where the Taj Mahal is.
Take it easy, buddy.
So together they were a perfect 10.
Yeah, that's it. You get this one. You had a good game.
He had a great game.
He came back refreshed, ready.
Watched
Creed 2, so he's trained up.
He's in his fighting shape there.
Boom. Made it happen. Those tamales gave me strength.
They did.
Oh, I meant to dedicate today's win. Well, now I won, so I can actually do it with confidence. I wanted to give a shout-out to my buddy Justin. He tweeted me. He said, hey, Steve, can Jameson and her mom get a birthday shout-out today? Jameson is 4, and Stacia is 3 months older than me. LOL.
Wow.
Very smart, not giving mom's age.
Good answer there.
And fun fact, because Jameson is... when I do my wrestling over at Without a Cause Wrestling, local celebrity Steve Miggs, I'm her favorite wrestler. So I have a lot of love for Jameson.
Aww.
So happy birthday, Jameson.
Happy birthday, Jameson.
Right? She's 4 years old. There she is rocking my Verified Championship belt. Although you can't see it in this picture, but underneath that, she's wearing a Miggs Stinks shirt.
I thought you said she liked you.
Yeah, she does. But that was the only size shirt that...
okay. I don't think we're getting the full story. I know kids don't like Steve. And
she does.
He's the heel of all children out there, which is kind of, you know, that's why...
Is she more of a fan of the Twitter verified belt than maybe Steve Miggs?
No, it's a combo platter, Rev.
Oh, okay.
Trying to make this out to be something that it's not. Someone's actually a fan of me.
All right. Yeah, again, they're wearing a Miggs Stinks t-shirt, so I just...
Well, she probably got it for free. I mean, why else would you wear that?
Yeah. Why else would you wear that? Because they were sending a message about a certain person who stinks.
Well, happy birthday, Jameson.
Happy birthday. And congratulations, Stevie, won with 9 correct. Hey, caller 9, you know what that means. You are checking out the Bull Riders, man. That's right, call number 9, 206-421-ROCK, and you'll get dirt sweet tickets for the Professional Bull Riders Unleash the Beast event happening at Tacoma Dome this later this month. Call number 9, 206-421-ROCK. Just like that, you're in there, buddy.
This whole Cheetos variety pack thing is continuing. I'm in the middle of on Twitter. It's blowing up again thanks to our friend Liz DeWicke over at Q13. She did her rankings of the top 6 of the variety pack when it comes to your Lay's chips.
Well, Liz DeWicke is quality people, so what is she saying?
Sadly, my friendship with her is over.
Why is this?
Because number 1, she put Cheetos.
Yes! She's the best person in the entire world.
After that, we're on the same page.
Yeah, I like her number 2, Doritos with nacho cheese. You know, that's a good call.
I mean, I would put Doritos Cool Ranch over that.
Yeah,
then number 3 is Fritos.
Yeah. Fritos is good.
4 is the Cool Ranch. 5 is the Lay's Lay's barbecue, and then 6 is Lay's regular.
I wonder if she's putting 3 for Fritos, you know, out of respect for grandma, like that dude in the video that started everything. It was so funny, man. He was picking out of respect for grandma, I got to put Fritos at number 3.
Fritos is number 1.
Fritos number 1 for you.
Yes.
Really?
Fritos, then Cool Ranch, then barbecue, then Doritos, then regular, then Cheetos, reluctantly.
Oh, you've already put it out. Have you made your... Oh, you made it public. Look, Steve made his post.
I made it public.
Yeah.
I'm proud of my opinion.
Yeah.
I ain't going to hide behind anything.
Okay. Well, I got news for you, buddy. And now Captain America and Liz DeWicke have weighed in. Now we just did. Now we have our. What else do we need? Chris Evans and Liz DeWicke. What else do we need?
That's all we got.
That's all we need.
Mm-hmm.
John Cryer, you know that guy.
Yes.
He just did an interview where he was talking about his time on Two and a Half Men with Charlie Sheen. And John shares that Charlie was a lot to handle during his winning phase.
I have one speed. I have one gear. Go.
Oh, he's like his tiger blood phase?
I have a different brain. I have a different heart. I have a different, I got tiger blood, man.
Yeah.
I expose people to magic. I may forget about them tomorrow, but they'll live with that memory for the rest of their lives. And that's a gift, man.
This is still my no.
You borrow my brain for 5 seconds and just be like, dude, can't handle it. Unplug this bastard.
Charlie. Oh, boy. Charlie on the magic medicine is...
I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. It's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body.
Yeah.
I don't understand why he would be difficult to work with.
I don't understand that at all. Yeah. So here's John Cryer talking about the Tiger Blood Charlie Sheen.
It was crazy. It was way more craziness than I really was hoping for, honestly.
Yeah.
It was tough to watch a guy who I had seen, when we started the show, Charlie had been sober for a while, and it was tough to see that go away. That was the hardest part of being involved in that process. But actually doing the shows was always great.
Shut up.
Grant's a lot different, but I think about the early days of working with you, BJ. There were times where it was just like, oh, this is very awkward. And when you'd have your meltdowns.
Yeah.
I mean, Rev knows.
Mm-hmm.
Mickey kind of knows too.
Yeah.
But like, granted, it wasn't like Tiger Blood Charlie Sheen.
I had my moments.
But like, when you would go into these rage modes, you're just like, okay,
Yeah.
That awkward moment when he would lock himself in the office and then during a break you'd knock on the door and be like, hey, BJ, are you coming back for the next? You're not. You're not even answering.
No.
And you'd open the door just so you could slam it again.
Yeah. Well, of course, you got to make a statement.
Right. Yeah, right.
Yeah. No tiger blood. That's the sad thing is I had nothing to blame it on but insanity.
Yeah.
I couldn't blame it on the fact that I had, some powder or whatever and that was making me crazy. It was just me. That's what's the most embarrassing thing about my life is that there's no reason for it. Maybe a little too many M&Ms. That's all I could really point to.
That Diet Coke.
Yeah, that's what did it. Oh, yeah, you guys saw that. No more Diet Coke for me at conventions because I went crazy.
I wonder with that. That would be an interesting. I don't know if they have footage of him when the cameras were technically off, when they were in between takes. But what a fascinating documentary that would be of the Charlie Sheen Tiger Blood phase of Two and a Half Men.
Yeah.
Like what it was like for everybody on that show. Because I got to imagine everybody was walking on eggshells.
Yeah. What I know about the entertainment business is that you really need to operate at a high, high level of energy in order to deal with those grueling schedules. And I remember when Sarah went to school, she's like, Dan, a lot of people are doing drugs out here. Mm-hmm. And it was like, well, yeah, you have high energy. The most people don't, but to keep up, they got to do something. And I feel like sometimes that schedule is so grueling that maybe that's what Charlie needed. It was tough to stay sober and still stay energetic. That would be my diagnosis.
Yeah.
From afar.
But that makes it so unfun for everybody involved on the Two and a Half Men set.
That's true.
Yep. Charlie's on his tiger blood again.
Yeah, he is.
I was banging 7 gram rocks and finishing them.
Yeah, when you leave with a statement like that, it's awfully hard for people to believe that you haven't fallen off the wagon. You know what I mean? It's like, this is what I used to do. Yeah, and then we know you, like John Cryer remembered you when you weren't doing that. And you're decidedly different now, Charlie. What do you think? Yeah. It is time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. This is your chance to take over this boat. Whatever you want to talk about, it is fair game. Your calls, your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Whatever it is you want to talk about, feel free, man. The floor will be opened up to you. Just remember that whatever you bring to the table, it better be good, because if it's not good, Steve's got a rule.
It's a simple rule, BJ, and it's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, get gone, and we're going to have to say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, old friend.
Now, at some point, I would also like to
take the time, pick a topic and guide the show.
Okay.
I mean, but I'm going to talk to Craig first. But I want to, you know, you're the czar of this whole thing.
All right, line starts to the left, BJ, but we'll start with Craig.
Okay, fine. I'll go to the left. There we go. All right. Craig, at the summit, you are on the rock.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Not too bad, Craig. How's the snow up there?
It's horrible, actually. Doing about 40 miles an hour. And it's slow going at the moment.
That's
but it's
right.
Cool. I'm making it to where I need to go.
Yeah, well, as long as you can still drive in it, man. I mean, it's like, we're getting close, though, dude. We're getting closer to April where you won't have to worry about that anymore.
Oh, man, I love the snow, though. This is awesome.
Oh, all right, then. Never mind, then. It sucks. It's going to get closer to where you're going to be all sad. My bad.
Right on.
What you got?
So this lady that forgot her child in the airport.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Got on the plane.
Yeah.
That stuff just irritates the crap out of me. I cannot believe that our society has gotten to the point that our auto manufacturers are now have created this rear seat reminder for people who are too stupid to remember their child's in the damn car.
I didn't even know they had that. So there's a rear seat reminder that said basically like yes. A little light goes off or something?
I think General Motors is one of the ones I've heard the commercials for it, and I'm so infuriated when I hear the commercial come on, I turn the radio off.
Boy, that's not good, because I'm a parent of those kids that are having kids now. If they need that, then that's
my fault. I know, right?
I didn't do a good job. Sorry about that. I blame Steve.
And it's I just can't believe people who are that dumb to not remember their child.
Well,
need to not have children.
And he thinks so, too. Well, I'll tell you this, Craig. I've said it before. In many, many years of my fine time here on the radio, we have licenses for so many things.
Yes.
You need a license to basically be able to give somebody a massage. You need a license to go fish. You don't need a license to be a parent. And I mean, that's probably one of the most important jobs in the world.
It could be a simple test. Could say, when you're leaving your car or getting on a plane, do you A, remember your child, or B, forget it?
Yeah, that's a simple test.
And then that's it.
And then we'll see if they pass.
All right. Maybe even now, what is your child's name?
Yeah. Oh, that's, yeah. That. You probably should know that. Yeah.
All right, BJ, here's your opportunity.
Oh, this is it. Listeners on the loose?
Yes.
I just wanted to give a big shout out to Vicky B.
What?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Is this a trap?
No, it's not a trap at all.
Yeah. What did she do?
Well, we were at our convention, as you know,
mm-hmm.
and Vicky was in charge of bringing all the equipment and making sure everything worked, which
okay.
I was a little nervous about because you just, I don't know how it's going to work with Vicky, you know? I mean, sometimes Vicky's a bit of a jinx and drops things and maybe breaks things, and I thought, okay.
Okay.
So we're at the convention, and I also, you know, her and Rev both did research to get us the kind of material so we could basically just do wireless interviews on the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I wanted to do. And so we were at this game board convention that had the luminaries, like the top dogs of board gaming. They were there, like all the great influencers and the folks that do videos. And
the money guy from Monopoly.
Yeah, the money guy from Monopoly was there. So we were there, and the second time, one of the top guys, everybody guys know, anybody knows his name by, his name is Rado, and he runs through a lot of games. He comes over to Vicky because we're just talking to people, and he's like, dude, where'd you get that setup? It's one of the best rig setups. I need to have this for my stuff. And he and Vicky had a giant conversation because she didn't know who the hell he was.
Yeah, I had no idea.
He was just flirting with her. He says it's all the pretty ladies.
Well, his wife was next to him, so that would have been awkward.
Well, maybe they wanted me to hang out.
Yeah, well, that could have been a thing, too.
Totally friends.
But I was like, damn, I got to give Vicky some props. I mean, when some of the best in a place where you're trying to like make
cool.
some inroads, and then somebody compliments Vicky for the like doing what she was doing.
Yay!
Yeah. And you know,
I didn't suck.
No, you didn't suck, and you didn't ruin everything either, which I was really happy about.
How about that?
I'm glad the bar was set pretty low. Don't ruin everything.
I complain a lot on this show, and I feel like once in a while, it's nice to throw a good comment out there, and I want to thank the.
I like how we're all waiting though for the butt.
Right? No butt. No, and I want to give a big shout out to the folks from Dice Tower because they had a Kickstarter. They have a Kickstarter every year so they can continue to do their videos. And part of the Kickstarter was, hey, have dinner with us if you pledge this amount. And they couldn't have been nicer and greater. They took us to the Wynn Buffet, which is like one of the nicest buffets.
Dude, nice.
I mean, it was legit. Oh, everything. Crab legs. What do you want?
Crab legs. Did you get that sirloin or
a prime rib sirloin?
Or?
Plus the desserts were just.
Is that a chocolate fountain?
There was the course. The chocolate. They had a nice chocolate cakey thing that I should have got more of. Oh man, it was so good. Oh yeah, pastas. Oh, pasta galore.
So it was a good, healthy dinner.
Oh, yeah. there might have been. Yeah, there might have been. Well, they ate healthy. I mean, I felt bad because I was probably the worst eater there. They were all like, you know, basically on the straight and narrow. You could tell that they were like, which is, you know, when you run around doing what they're doing all the time, you got to really exercise, got to keep healthy, which they were
doing.
That's
like taking a sex addict to a whorehouse. I mean, there you are.
There I am.
At a buffet.
At a game convention.
I mean, how do you say no to everything that's available? I'm with you.
Yeah. And I plus it was on their dime. It was all free.
How many plates?
Maybe three or four.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you go to the buffet too?
No, I didn't go to the buffet.
Oh, you
were
lucky enough to be invited, or
yeah, I didn't make it in time.
Beat it and think too highly of your.
I know.
Yeah, sorry.
Although the first night we get there, we ended up having two dinners back to back.
Yeah,
how? You're like hobbits.
Well, like we got there, we're starving.
Hobbits have more than one dinner.
They have more than one meal. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They have
first
tons
breakfast,
of meals.
Second breakfast. Come on,
gosh,
elevensies.
Sorry, nerds.
Right. Well, if you didn't fall asleep in the movie,
so offended.
Yeah,
we're
very offended.
Duh. But I had a sandwich. He had breakfast during lunchtime, and then it was like three or so in the afternoon. Shortly after, our buddy Josh shows up. He's like, "I want a steak dinner." We go to the steakhouse and we proceed to have our second dinner.
Yeah, we ate a lot.
We did split it though, but we each got our own dessert and
of course
they rolled us out of there.
Yeah, it was bad. Vicky was done.
I was just
how
like,
many regrets?
All the regrets. Man. It hurt so bad.
I'd like to give them a shout out. They you know, usually when you do Kickstarters, you never know how it's going to be. They were all there. They were all cool. They talked to us, took us to a nice place, and the Dice Tower folks were really, really, they were top notch.
That would have been hilarious if they're like, yeah, we're going to take you out to dinner, and then you show up and you're like in a conference room with a bunch of like top ramen.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I didn't know what to expect. And, you know, and you know, the funny thing too is that you know, when there's conventions and it's put on by famous people, maybe they do a panel and they're done, you know, even though the convention's still going on. These guys play games with everybody, and you know they're big wigs in the industry. I thought that was cool because you know usually you don't see that kind of approachability whenever there's luminaries in every field, in any field. So I just want to give Vicky some love, give them some love. I'm done, Steve.
Oh, that's awesome, dude. Yeah. Happy to hear that. Oh yeah, I'm happy it went well.
Yeah,
for you guys.
Yeah, it did great. Went really well. I might have bought a couple of games.
So awesome. It says, Migs, did I see you at the Bethel School District Athletic Hall of Fame?
What?
Yes, I was there.
What?
Oh, huh? Why were you getting... Were you inducted?
No!
I was like, yeah, that's what?
Wouldn't that be hilarious if I just showed up and crashed it?
Yeah.
Hey, where's my plaque, bitches?
Andy, what are you doing there anyway?
We were there. My wife's family, all of us were there. Her cousin, my cousin, Ryan Barrett, he was inducted into the Bethel School District Hall of Fame, which was really cool because he's such a humble dude.
Wow, what did he do?
Everything, apparently.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, you don't... I knew that he was really good at like basketball, football, mainly track and field was where he really excelled in high school, and then went on to like to Washington State University and did it there as well. And you knew he was talented, but you know he doesn't brag about that kind of stuff. But then when you got the MC listing all the accomplishments,
dang,
it was really freaking cool. And everybody that was awarded, it was really neat. And yeah, we were there, and it's funny because they put it on their Facebook page, and there's like a picture they put on the Bethel School District Athletic Hall of Fame, and there I am in the background, and somebody's like, is that Steve Migs? And they're like, yeah, we didn't know. Radio personalities don't usually get recognized. So,
yeah.
Yep, we were there just hanging out, and there's Ryan right there. And
oh, that's cool.
Really cool.
Is that a high school? It looks like the high school gym.
It was at the Spanaway High School they did the ceremony. Or Spanaway Middle School.
Did they give you any good food? Because sometimes high school...
Oh, they had some mac and cheese.
Oh, yes. See, that's what I'm talking about.
They had some chicken.
Yes.
Popcorn.
I want to go to that Hall of Fame.
Chocolate.
Yeah.
But the best part, and this is yet another example of me just being an emotional individual, my wife catching me when I have these moments of emotions.
Aww.
So
what made you tear up?
They do the Hall of Fame stuff, and then they brought up, there were two basketball teams that were like special needs people that were like a special needs basketball teams. And they were inducted in the Hall of Fame. They won like a championship and all this, and it was really cool to see them all up there receiving their award. And then their coach gives a speech, and he goes, these are the heroes, not me, because everyone's speaking so highly of the coach. And at that moment, it was just like, don't cry, Steve, don't cry.
Right.
Like, these kind of things get to me.
Oh, that's your Miracle on Ice moment.
Manopause. It is, man. Yeah. It's like stories of just real human triumph. And then like people who have had battles. Like one of the kids was blind and, you know, still being a part of it. One of the kids was holding the game-winning basketball. And it was just such a cool thing, right?
Oh, there you are.
And I'm just trying my best. Like, okay, be cool. Don't do anything. And then my wife, of course, leans in. And I even wrote it down. And she goes, are you getting teary-eyed?
Oh,
and I just look at
her. She's trolling you.
Yeah, because then all of a sudden it just really starts going.
Oh,
and I'm like, son of a bitch. from crying in the school.
Why do our wives do that to us? Why do they troll us like that?
She finds great humor in it.
I know. My wife, too.
And she knows when it's going to happen because we'll watch a show and it's sure as that whenever it is anything that involves somebody overcoming the odds, that gets me, especially if it's kids.
Yeah.
And she'll look up at me even if she's like sleeping on my lap, like as if like she just wakes up like there's a radar or an alarm that goes off like your husband's crying.
Yeah,
make him feel embarrassed about it. And there we went. So if you saw a grown man crying at the Bethel School District Hall of Fame Awards, it was me.
It was you.
I thought it was really cool, man.
So quick question. Were you crying because the kids were so inspirational and what they've done with their life? Or were you crying because at such a young age, those kids have made more of their life than you ever will? So what kind of crying was it?
It's a combo platter.
Yeah, that's
PJ.
What I thought, yeah. Up there, these kids with all their challenges and their needs, and yet look what they've accomplished. And there's Steve. Yeah, look what they've accomplished. See, I'd be pissed.
Yeah, it was the 2005 Spanaway Lake Special Olympics basketball team and the 2009 Spanaway Lake Special Olympics basketball team. Both teams were inducted in the Hall of Fame.
I always get a little bit like, God, I've done nothing with my life. Look at these kids with all their challenges, and they won trophies and championships, and I can't do anything.
It's really cool, man.
Yeah. Good for you. Are you getting a little teary-eyed right now?
Can we just move on?
Okay.
Listeners on the loose.
Talk more about your dice board games. Listeners on the loose, you get to pick the topic. You guide the show. Brought to you by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Mechanical. Hey, Steve.
Yes?
Stop freaking.
Call Beacon.
More of your calls, more of your texts at 206-421-ROCK. And you text us at 77999. We'll do more of them at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Kyle in Parkland. Kyle, you are on The Rock.
BJ Shea.
Who cares? What's up,
Good
buddy?
Morning, guys. Earlier, you guys were talking about the subliminal messaging in the Hot Dog Chevy song.
Yes.
Yeah.
I totally didn't realize
it was subliminal messaging.
I really didn't think it was a song. It was a commercial for Chevrolet. I thought people were talking about being American, like apple pie, hot dogs, Chevrolet. And I was like,
BJ quoted the song lyrics and said hot dogs, Chevrolet, and apple pie, and all that stuff. He goes, it was a commercial, but I'm not sure what it was a commercial for.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
I'm like, I think it was a commercial for Chevrolet.
Yep.
Well, when I was about 8 or 9 years old, I'm 30 now, I lived up in Anchorage, Alaska, and there was this Pizza Hut commercial that would come in all this time, and it was 3372323, 3372323, and it had a whole jingle and everything. So now, 30 years old, I still can tell you how to get Pizza Hut in Western Anchorage.
That is good advertising.
Have you checked to see if that's still the number?
Still is the number today. Uh-huh. Oh, awesome. Yeah. 907-337-2323 will get you Pizza Hut and anything if you're ever there.
I want to know, sure, I'm going to call you, Kyle, when I'm in Alaska, because I might forget the number, but I'll remember you. That's awesome.
Awesome. Have a good morning, guys.
Take it easy, buddy. That's, you know, those guys should get awards, hopefully, or big money for making us remember this stuff. Seriously, it's amazing when something can stay in your head all those years.
Yeah.
It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Text everyone. I don't know if we saw the Jimmy Kimmel bit where he made fun of the lady that got bit by or got scratched by a jaguar and also made fun of R. Kelly at the same time. It was hilarious.
Yeah, it was. It happened last night. Jimmy was talking about that woman, like Steve said, who was clawed by a jaguar while taking a selfie at a zoo. Again, another idiot at the zoo. An idiot taking a selfie. And if you don't know the whole story, she's from Arizona, stepped over a barrier to get this selfie, and whoa, there's a shocker. You stepped over a barrier in a zoo and something bad happened to you.
That woman isn't. I'm so glad they didn't euthanize the jaguar, because even the zoo people were just like, yeah, we're not going to euthanize. The jaguar didn't do anything wrong. This woman was an idiot.
Yeah. So she leaned against the cage holding the jaguar to take a selfie. It clawed her arm. She was taken to the hospital. Jimmy got to interview the jaguar, whose name is Jaguar Kelly.
Have you seen The Meltdown by R. Kelly?
I haven't. I've heard about it, but I haven't actually seen it.
We'll have to have you hear some of that after the fact.
Okay.
But maybe you should hear that first.
Okay,
so you get an idea of what he's making fun of, because The Meltdown from R. Kelly while you were out in Vegas playing board games is truly one of the greatest things. He's being interviewed by Gayle King. of CBS Morning News. And at one point, because, you know, she's talking about all the allegations of the stuff where he's basically enslaving kids and sex slaves.
Yeah, a lot of that, bad stuff.
All that messed up stuff that was going on in his world. And he freaks out, gets out of the seat, and just starts yelling. And the whole time he's yelling and screaming, Gayle King is just sitting there like stoically like, okay, are you done yet? And it's pretty insane.
I didn't do this stuff. This is not me. I'm fighting for my life. Y'all killing me with this. I can't help 30 years of my career.
Robert.
30 years of my career. Y'all trying to kill me. You're killing me, man. This thing is not about music. I'm trying to have a relationship with my kids, and I can't do it. What? Y'all just don't want to believe the truth. You don't want to believe it.
At this point, we briefly pause the interview to give Kelly a moment. His publicist helped calm him down.
Yeah, they even show in the video, the publicist comes up, puts his hand on his shoulder like, you might want to sit down. This isn't really helping your cause.
Yeah.
You're kind of going badass crazy, and that's not helping. This is like Britney Spears from back in the day level crazy.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
That's an epic meltdown. I mean, that's...
Wow. And you got to watch it because Gayle King is just cracking me up. Not intentionally, but I'm laughing because he's having a meltdown. She's just sitting there staring like, okay, when are you going to be done doing this, man? Like,
yeah.
You look like an idiot.
Damn, dude. That's not good for R. Kelly. Well, now, with that context, here's the interview that Jimmy Kimmel got to do with the Jaguar, whose name was Jaguar Kelly. And, well, now, yeah.
Thank you for joining us, Jaguar Kelly.
Y'all trying to kill me.
What?
You're killing me, Jimmy. This isn't about selfies. This is about a relationship with other animals, with the hippos and the giraffes, and I can't do it. Y'all want to believe that. You don't want to believe the truth.
Okay, Kelly, you're being very emotional. I don't feel like that at all. Can you just take us back to what happened that day at the attack?
I didn't do anything to nobody. Y'all kill me with this. I gave you 30 years of my career. I even lent my likeness to a luxury British car. What about that?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Let me just try a different way of asking. Have you ever done anything wrong to any woman at the zoo?
That's stupid. That's just damn stupid.
That is really good. Look at Jimmy Kimmel.
Having some fun with it. Yeah. Dude, if you have a time, man, look it up. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
The video of R. Kelly is one of the most entertaining things you're going to see in a while.
Damn, dude. I don't know what to make of the whole R. Kelly thing.
He's just yelling really loud, hoping that people will believe his lies.
That's kind of what it feels like.
Yeah.
I mean, it just kind of feels like, you know,
I'm going to show I'm mad. That'll prove that I'm not lying.
My police buddies have always told me that whenever there's altercations, they tend to believe the person that's calm. That somehow people who are like really want to be lying, they just tend to really be more emotional and more, and really just get upset in a situation where you go, you can just calmly state your situation.
Vicky's pulled up the video of him when he's just having his meltdown. Like, it almost felt also very calculated, like he's staring at the camera while he's freaking out.
Yeah. Yeah, look at, yeah, you're right, dude. It's almost like a performance.
Yeah.
Have any of you watched the
memes have been fantastic too from it.
Yeah. Have any of you watched the surviving R. Kelly on the Lifetime?
I haven't watched that.
It's interesting. Yeah. It actually is pretty interesting. The only thing I don't like is that they use the same clips over and over again. But hearing the accusations and stuff, it's like that. I didn't really know much about R. Kelly until I watched that. And I was like, wow. And then seeing this, his freak out, it's like, wow, you are such, wow.
Somebody patting the sweat off of his head.
Yeah, he's lost.
I haven't seen that one, and the other one that I know I should probably watch, but I haven't gone around to it. I just don't feel like being put into a bummer mood. Is that Finding Neverland?
Yeah, I'm with you on that too, Steve. Yeah. I know everyone says it definitely will give you a different opinion.
Yeah, I was at Defy Wrestling on Friday night. My wife shot me a text. She's like, I'm going to watch that Michael Jackson documentary. I'm going to wait for you. I'm like, no, it's all you. Have fun with that one.
Did she give you the cliff notes? Did she?
She fell asleep on it.
Oh, jeez. Boy, the two of you are just basically the narcoleptic movie watchers. It's great.
Pretty much. If you want us to fall asleep quick, put something on the TV.
Yeah. Yeah. I he just comes off like somebody who is guilty of something.
So he says, isn't R. Kelly always pissed? Waka waka.
Oh, jeez.
Next text. R. Kelly sure sounded pissed.
Yeah. Why didn't we think of those? Those are really good jokes.
Thank you, texters.
Yeah. We knew the texter would come through for us.
That's true. So doesn't it sound like he's singing when he's yelling? A little bit, yeah. Like, I'm sure somebody's probably already have auto-tuned it to make it into a song.
Well, it's funny you pointed out that, Steve, when I watched the video just quickly on their screen, he was really, really acting for the camera, if you will.
It did seem that way.
Yeah, and that to me, it's like, okay, how, yeah, okay.
Do you think the publicist said this is what you, because I can't imagine he's got the best publicist. I mean, maybe he does, but I doubt it. Mm. And they said, freak out on camera. Stand up. I'll come over and calm you down.
Yeah, this will be great.
People will buy it. They'll understand that you're being sincere. You're just angry. You've hit a breaking point.
They'll see you're being framed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Gosh, man. You know, when people get power, they just, it's like their own world.
So he says, did you guys hear about that person that used a radio station van to steal a robbery attempt?
No, I didn't see this.
Yeah, I was just looking at this. It's pretty funny. I mean, it probably sucks for the radio station. Some station called Jamming 101.5 in Denver. Somebody stole their radio station van, which is plastered with their logo. And
oh,
it's
yeah.
Super bright, crazy colors, says Jamming 101.5 and
it's
all that.
Yeah, it looks like it belongs in Vegas.
Well, they used it to steal another truck, and it was all caught on tape, and it shows the radio station van, all this stuff. It's great exposure.
It's great promotion. That is funny. Well, there you go.
At least you'll know you can find it.
Yeah, it's no doubt about it. And the good news is they get all that publicity, and they really weren't the thieves. That's the moral of the story. At least I hope people
were they. Maybe R. Kelly stole it.
That could be what it is. You're just trying to kill him. That's all you're trying to do, Steve.
Earlier we were talking about movies that people would walk out on because we read somebody on Facebook said that they walked out on Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Because they just thought that the dialogue was funny in the wrong ways.
And by the way, it's from somebody who we know, and it was very surprising that that person would post that. Only because of the fact that sometimes you post negative things in an industry where you might be in. This person's in that industry. I don't know how they think that's helpful.
Oh, sharing his opinion. Him and his wife walked out on the movie.
Yeah, I think you keep that to yourself when you're in the entertainment business and you're talking about another property of an entertainment business. It's just huge. Known as Disney.
Some people are texting into sharing movies that they've walked out on. I walked out on the Lord of the Rings Part 3. I thought it ended like 4 times. I'm with them. I didn't walk out, but I remember watching it. I believe in the theaters. No, I saw 2 in the theaters, but I saw 3 on video.
Yeah.
And I feel like the movie should have ended when you're sitting on a damn volcano.
Or at least when they sent Frodo off on the boat, that should have been enough. But the boat ride was like 3 days.
Finally, this movie's over.
No, it's not. Yeah, you would think once the ring is done, which we've been waiting 3 movies from to get rid of that damn ring, instead it's like, and now the movie is really starting. Okay.
Somebody said they walked out on The Fifth Element.
At the point,
the alien sang opera. My brother told me I was an idiot and that's a good movie. I watched it again. I ended up buying it. It is a good movie.
Dude, the opera part is so cool because that's when like the best fight scene of the entire movie happens.
That's when S goes down, yeah. You're right. I hate to say Vicky's right about something.
No, it's been BJ Loves Vicky Day.
Yay!
By the way, might
have put whiskey in his coffee.
It might have done. Yeah. By the way, if you like The Fifth Element, a movie you probably never heard of, made by the same guy with Scarlett Johansson called Lucy, good movie. Even Steve liked it.
It was very good.
Yeah. If you haven't seen it, check it out. It's probably on HBO-ish or somewhere. Lucy's a good movie, and a lot of people didn't give that movie love, and it's me. Ooh, I love The Fifth Element a lot, but Lucy's getting like right up there for my favorite Luc Besson movies, actually. I think Lucy's awesome.
Somebody want to know what's the name of that place that sells the great tamales? I mean, a friend Augustine, he came in and it's his family's tamales. Do you sell
them? Yeah, we don't buy tamales anymore, okay?
Is there a way for people to contact you? Or is it something that you just don't want to share?
No.
It's on the hush-hush.
It's on the hush. Yeah, on the DM.
Find them on Facebook.
Yeah.
Just type in Augustine's Tamales.
Yeah.
It's Augustine.
Yeah, see. Now, you may have to go through a couple of porn sites, but you'll finally get there.
Yeah. Get the pork tamale.
Oh, that'll be the first. That's the first porn site, actually.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I've seen Augustine's pork tamale.
And it's very good.
Yeah. It's listeners on the loose, but now we have to end that, Steve, because there's a question that needs to be answered. We've answered a lot of questions, but one still remains. What do Ryan Castle and a billboard have in common? You're going to find out at 9:49 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a billboard have in common?
I have a huge face.
Yeah.
It's large.
Large.
It starts at the forehead.
and goes all the way down to the chin.
I'll tell you right now.
One time she said, Steve, pull all that together.
Yeah.
Steve has paid big money to put his face on both.
Yeah, he has.
Both are high.
All right. Mm.
Steve's wife checks both of them out when passing by.
Hey.
Okay. Hey.
That's nice.
Okay.
She's a nice lady.
Yeah.
Terrible taste in men. Nice lady.
Hey.
Hey. Got a 61-year-old dude.
That nice.
Yeah, she's... He's from Jersey. His name is Chris. Got a text message the other day from someone wishing him a happy birthday. He didn't recognize the number, so he texted back, and they said they got his phone number off of a billboard. Turns out Chris's two sons secretly bought a space on a billboard in Atlantic City, put a photo of him on there, along with his numbers and a message that said, "Wish my dad happy birthday. Love, your sons."
Oh, God. How many D-pics did he get?
Oh, hundreds of calls and texts and voicemails a day he's been getting.
Dude, minus the number thing, I would love that. But like if they said wish it like on your social media and put your social media handle, he's got a giant face on the billboard.
Yeah.
I'll put yours in Craigslist and the misconnections.
That won't be the first time.
I want to thank everybody for listening to this fine show. Thanks to Cesar, Augustine, and Adam for sitting in, watching the show. And Ryan Castle, you, sir, are up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
This is a fun fact I did not know. English is the international language of air traffic. It's a requirement that they speak it. You get a lot of people that are saying all pilots and flight controllers have to speak English.
Look at us. We won. Ha-ha! We won! We won!
Did you say we won?
Yeah, we did.
Aha! We won.
Yeah, when everybody wants to say whatever they want to say, we won!
You do realize America has no national language, right?
Shut up. This is an American moment, Vicky.
Yeah, Vicky.
DJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Well, bankruptcy costs, of course, vary depending on what type of case you're filing. There's a certain amount of court costs and other out-of-pocket costs that you're going to have in any case. The filing fees in a bankruptcy case are about $300, whether you file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. One of the things to watch out for when you're shopping for bankruptcy attorneys or are looking at the different cost options is that a lot of times, especially the really cheap places, don't tell you up front about all the court costs and whatnot that you're going to have to pay in addition to the attorney fees. So make sure that you get the full picture when you're comparing prices of bankruptcy lawyers on what the attorney fees are, how much your court costs are going to be, so that you can really make a true comparison.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.